everybody to a new year. This is Not Enough Wrestling. I know you guys missed us, man. It's been a minute, but we're back at it. Sorry about the wait. So much going on. But we're going to make sure we start this year off right. And talking about the Royal Rumble, man. Tonight is just me, the All-Star, and I got the supervisor tonight. Yo. And we're going to do our best to give you the best faction of satisfaction talk that we possibly can. Say what's up to the folks, man.
And I heard your voice. What's going on? What a pay-per-view we just had.
Oh, you said like it was a good pay-per-view, man.
I liked it. You didn't like it?
It was all right, man. It was all right.
So I guess we're going to just go into it.
Yeah. I didn't get to see the pre-show match, so I didn't know that the tag team titles were defended. I do know that Charlotte Flair and Asuka lost the titles back to Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler because of what's her name? God, what's the chick name?
Lacey Evans.
Yes, Lacey Evans and Ric Flair. They cost them the tag team titles. I'm still, like I said, I've been out of the loop, man, so I'm not 100% sure why Lacey Evans is locked up with Ric Flair and not, but
they really haven't fully explained it. From Ric Flair's point of view, he just likes the attention that a young lady has given him. From her point of view, I think it's just because it's getting under Charlotte's skin.
Okay, I can see that because, you know, with Charlotte Flair, she never really, when she came into the picture, you know, her father was never in the picture. You know, you've seen him every now and then, but she never really, like, gravitated to the Ric Flair name. She was just kind of like, Charlotte. You know, I don't want to live off his success. I'm trying to be my own.
Right.
And so with, you know, him being in the background, like you say, him missing out the spotlight, Lana like took him like, hey, you know, if you want to be in the spotlight, you can just, you know, you can shine, we can shine together in a sense.
It's sort of like that. So he's kind of feeling like, oh, you know, I'm this old guy and everybody's like leaving me behind, but I can still go. And he can't go.
He can't. Now, do you think there's a possibility they can do Flair versus Flair match?
No. They're definitely going to do Flair versus Lacey, whether it be a fast lane and get that out of the way or for some reason build that up to Mania. But Flair versus Flair, no. I see this being a thing for a little bit, and then next thing you know, we'll forget all about it and Rick is coming out with his daughter again.
Nah, man, I'm going to say I'm 100% on, I can see a Flair versus Flair at WrestleMania. Daughter versus father at WrestleMania. I can clearly see that. Now, would she be cool with that? I don't know. But it'll be a first time ever, from what I know, from my history of watching wrestling, it'll be a first time versus a father versus daughter in a match.
There has been plenty of Vince versus Stephanie matches.
Yo, you're right. But I'm saying, like, you know, somebody of this magnitude and like their name, I don't want to say because Vince's name is established in wrestling, but I'm saying like a wrestler. Vince is not a wrestler. He's a promoter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His daughter's a promoter.
But I mean, how many daughters of wrestlers are there?
That's what I'm saying. It's not that many. You know what I'm saying? So I could see this would be the first wrestler that is born to do the game of wrestling going against each other.
I just don't think Flair is going to, like, Rick is not going to be clear for a match, even if it's against his daughter.
You don't think that they would clear him to go against his daughter, bro?
No, I don't think they're going to clear him.
He's, man, they're clear. Junk in the heartbeat, dog. Just they said make it quick, bro. Making
He's
life good.
70 years old and he spent half of 2019 in the hospital.
Yo, just give him like 10 minutes, bro. They'll make it quick. It'll just be chops back and forth, but he'll be just selling like he sells. He'll go for the finger four, she'll reverse it to the finger eight, you know, and then it'll be over. And then they'll hug, and then they'll go about their way, man.
I guess nothing brings a family together like a figure four leg lock.
Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? That's how you show the love, man. A couple pair of chops back and forth, warming back each other, warming each other's face. That'll be a WrestleMania moment, man.
You're right. If they did it, it would be definitely a WrestleMania moment.
See, I can promote. I can write storylines. It's that simple, dog. Look at it. I just wrote WWE a match. Whether
You
people
did.
want to see Whether people want to see it or not, it's probably gonna happen. Because I'm gonna give people what they want. That's what the people want to see. They want to see the players go at it.
I don't think that's what the people want.
You sure? You sure? You know? You sure that's not what the people want?
I'm not like gonna say I'm 100%, but I'm pretty sure the people don't want to see the players go at it.
You're right, but guess what? It's gonna happen. Moving on, back to the match itself. Did you get to see the match itself? What did you think?
No,
Anything left?
I didn't watch the pre-show. They have never presented the pre-show as important enough for me to spend my time watching.
Even with the tag team belts on the line, I
I
got
didn't even know the tag team belts were on the line on the pre-show.
you. Yeah, you're right. They never, you know, once again, they don't specify what's going to be on or not. You just got to stay tuned, and then they'll,
Right.
you know. And once again, it's the tag team, it's the women tag team divisors. They really haven't been,
Featured at all.
huh?
They haven't been featured at all.
Yeah, you know, they haven't really been like been put on the map to where the word they're sitting back and watching, even though it is Charlotte and Flair. I mean, Charlotte and Asuka together, it's still like the competition is not like, I gotta sit
Yeah.
back and watch.
There's no woman tag team division.
Now, if the Bella Twins were to make a comeback, since this would be the first time they've ever tagged up, and not gonna say first time they ever tagged up, let me back up. Could you see them going against Nia Jax and Shayna for the tag team belt if they were to come back and work at WrestleMania?
Yes. Because with the Bella Twins, you do have a natural tag team there. You always get a tag team with siblings. They haven't held these titles, of course, because these titles were created after they retired from the ring. So I can see them coming back and trying to just, short little run with the tag team titles and then handing them off to maybe an up and coming upstart, maybe whoever wins that Dusty Tag Classic, maybe they could be the ones who take the titles off of the Bellas.
I really don't care who, if they come back or not, when the tag team belts. I would just ask and see what your thought was.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't care if the Bellas came back or not, but if they did, I can see that happening.
Gotcha. Okay. So, let's see. The next match after that was the WWE title. Now, let me go back and say this. WWE does know how to shoot a good promo. Like, I love the entrance to the Royal Rumble, how they did the whole setup and promoted everything. I like how, and so going into the Goldberg versus Drew McIntyre match, I love how they promoted the pay-per-view, like the match itself coming up. You know what I'm saying? They had, the whole show up between Goldberg and Drew, and then they mentioned that Goldberg, every time he's come back, he's won the Universal title. The only belt he's never won was the WWE title. And that made me think in the back of my mind, that made me think in the back of my mind that, oh snap, he could actually win this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is the only belt he hasn't worn. This is the every time he comes back, he's won a belt. You know what I'm saying? But even though, granted, it was a universal title, you know, maybe this might be the one he wins before he finally, like, he can go out. I mean, he's already a Hall of Famer, but before he goes out. And he's
right.
done that.
And when you think about, like, you know, they were supposed to do Roman Reigns versus him last year, and that didn't work, and there's, you know, match potentials that they didn't get to do because of, you know, the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, it was very believable that Goldberg could have walked out with the title on this match.
Mm-hmm. And, like, the way the match even started was, like, you know, the headbutt, the spear, like, the disrespect, you know, take the man's spear.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go out and start fighting, and the turntables get turned, and Goldberg takes over. Then he hits him with his own spear, and, you know, Drew gets hit, like, three different spears. Well, before he hits him with one claymore, and then he kicks out, and then a spear comes, and then he goes for another claymore, and then it's another spear, then another spear, then it's a jackhammer. I was like, dang, dog, this dude about to lose his title, son.
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking. I, you know, there were moments there where I really thought Goldberg was going to walk out with that, and then you get to that final moments where he hits him with that claymore, and you get the 1-2-3, and you can just feel the relief in a building filled of nobody that Goldberg didn't walk out with that title.
The tension in the air was like, ooh, if he would have won that belt, boy, how many people would have been so mad?
Oh, it would have been just all the internet trolls would have just been upset.
I mean, how upset would you have been on a scale of 1 to 5? 5 being pissed off.
I probably would have been a good 4.
Really, a 4? That's interesting. Yeah. So yeah, you would have been a slightly okay with Goldberg winning?
No, I would be that upset. 4 would be a highly upset.
Well, 5 is pissed off to the highest festivity. Like, you'd have been like WWE done. You know how people say I'm done with WWE? 5 is like that level.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was done with WWE because I know they would take it off of him soon. He's not going to have a long run. I can wait out a Goldberg title run. So that's why it would have been a 4. But no, I mean, I would have thought it would have killed Drew's momentum because he's been a great champion so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been a very strong, very dominant champion. And I think that would have killed it for no reason other than to give Goldberg the title he's never had.
Gotcha. Now, before we move forward, The Miz has the Money in the Bank briefcase. Explain that to me.
What do you want me to explain?
But how he cashed in at the last the pip last week he was the TLC cashed in. So, like,
they're going with the story that he didn't technically cash in. Morrison cashed it in.
Wow.
Yeah, because Morrison was the one who handed the briefcase over to the ref.
Interesting. Okay. All right. I just needed some clarification with that. All right. So, moving on is the Women's Royal Rumble, which we saw Belair come out as the victor. And now she will have a decision to make whether it's going to be the Raw title or the SmackDown title or the NXT title that she's never worn, which all three titles she's never worn.
She's never won a title.
So she has the option of 3 different titles. And I say 3 because, like I said, she never won the NXT title. So there's a possibility she could go back to NXT to win that title.
No. No, Bianca's not going anywhere. That's not – no. They're building her up. They're keeping her on SmackDown. She's gonna stay on SmackDown. She's gonna, I don't know if she's gonna face Sasha for the title, or if they're gonna take it off of Sasha and put it back on Bayley. But she's not going to NXT.
Okay. Well, I know I would just put that out there. I don't think she's going to be NXT either. But I don't see her going to Raw, even though they're still in the middle of the pandemic and all the shows are done in the same place. I don't see her going to Raw, back to Raw, because she was already on Raw. They didn't do nothing with her. So I don't see her going back to Raw to challenge Asuka for the title. But I do see her going against Sasha Banks. Now, Sasha would have to be the heel moving forward. I don't
And
know
that's
if I
the
could
thing. I
see.
don't know if they're ready to pull the Sasha's the Sasha hero turn yet.
Because I just, for me, I see it as like, I don't really see them going a face to face and face going at it. You know what I'm saying? Like they did Goldberg and Drew. They both were faces in that. So I don't see, I mean, it's a possibility they can be face to face going at it and it just be the spirit of competition. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I mean, I mean, they did that for Rhea Ripley and Charlotte.
And that didn't work out very well.
Well, it didn't work out for Rhea, yeah. But like you talking about the match itself didn't work out, or you talking about just the fact of being
Oh
faces?
no, the match was good. I just, it killed all the momentum that Rhea had just to again give Charlotte a win that she could have easily bounced back from if she had lost.
Yeah. Now I had moments where I thought Ripley was gonna win. Like I really thought like Ripley was gonna win and move on to either Raw or SmackDown. That's because
I could have
it
seen
came down to
that.
those two.
I could have seen that, and I was honestly surprised Ripley was one of the final two, but I had a feeling that it was going to be Bianca the whole time.
What she came, what number she came in?
Number three.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, I was just kind of like, I mean, I wanted, when I saw Belair, I was like, okay, I wanted Belair to win. Because I didn't really, once again, there's nobody else on the roster that I could have seen outside of Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
You
I
know.
was afraid that the fear was giving Charlotte a second win.
Yeah, because Charlotte was in it. Shayna was in it. Nia Jax was in it. Like everybody that had already wrestled that night was already in it. And plus, you had
And if
Tori Wilson come back. You had Victoria come back. It was nice to see.
I was happy to see Victoria back. I've been waiting to see her show back up in one of these.
Who else show back up? I might be forgetting about.
If you're Jillian, if we all remember Jillian,
Jillian
showed
Hall,
up.
yeah, the one with the thing on the side of her face that got eaten by the
Yeah, Jillian showed back up. Tori Wilson and Victoria and Santana from NXT, and that about it as
let me go
far
back and
as
look at my
surprise
list.
entrance.
Okay, I know we had Toni Storm was in there.
Yeah. Dakota Kai.
Dakota Kai, Alicia Fox, who ended up winning the, she ended up winning.
24/7.
Yeah, she went up 20-25. Then she ended up losing it. Yeah, Alexa Bliss was in it. She came in number 27,
Right.
and then
And that
she,
was actually a pretty good elimination.
yeah, she, like that was like one of those things that you wouldn't have seen like happen. Like everybody's sitting back waiting for her to go crazy, and next thing on girls like, nope, Rhea is gone. Like Rhea,
Yeah, like why is everybody just sitting here? Get her out of the ring.
you know what I'm saying? The monitor screen starts going off, and then she's like, you know, go to her super. She was essentially like a Goku. She was going Super Saiyan mode, like, you killed the Goku. Why do you, like, why do you let her go?
Right. And everybody's just sitting there watching, like, oh, she's gonna kill us. So we just gotta sit here and watch. And Rhea was like, get her out now.
You know what I'm saying? If you wanted to like just talk to all of that, fine. Be my guest, but no, not me.
Yeah.
All right. So let me go back because we did miss a match. Sasha Banks versus Carmella.
Yes, we did. Sasha Banks versus Carmella wasn't that bad of a match. Carmella has definitely shown that she has improved in the ring and as far as character development. Her sommelier, Reginald, is actually pretty entertaining. And of course, Sasha still shows why she's dominant champion.
Yeah, like regional, like that move that she did on regional, and that man land on his feet. I was like, "Whoa, okay."
Yeah.
I was like, "This man is doing this. You man is
So,
doing this in pants, the high pants with them shoes on, bro."
right. So he's showing that he might have some talent there, and putting his dues in, being Carmella's little sommelier. But say overall, the match was pretty good. Like, it was an athletic match. Again, like I said, Carmella showed that she has improved tremendously. And Sasha again was the dominant champion that we've been waiting for them to display her as.
And I like the match was physical, the kicks, the punches. It felt like it was a shoot match, even though it probably wasn't. But I don't know if them guys have beef backstage or not, you know what I'm saying? But it made it look like it was like legit beef. And that's the best. And I like when you can't tell if they actually have beef or not, till they come out and say, "Oh, we have a problem backstage, but we know how to be professionals." And I do like that, you know what I'm saying? Because most times you can watch a match, you're like, these guys are happy. You think they're just going out. But these guys, they work like they have some issues. And like, I
Right,
think.
and I don't think they do, because I think if they did, we would have heard about it by now. But
Yeah, but sometimes
I mean,
most of them don't hear about it until like later down the road. Like AJ and the same AJ and Paul Heyman, that was expressed immediately. You know what I'm saying? But like,
I think I honestly I just think there was it was two women who put on their working shoes last night.
now, are we ready to put Carmella, take her out of the Divas division and put her into the women's division, or is she still stuck somewhere and she's stuck in between?
I think she's in the women's division. I just think she has, I mean, there are definitely some women who are in the women's division that are worse than Carmella.
But
So,
I'm seeing like, because I have a class of people that are in the Divas division that are not really workers, but they portray that they are. And then you have, women that's in the women's division because they portray that they are wrestlers, and they don't just do they're not all the pizzazz and beauty. They can actually work.
I mean, that's hard to say when you're talking about the character that Carmella is trying to play right now. But I mean, like I said, I think if last night's match and even the match that she had at TLC was any indication, she's definitely, improved her in-ring work and is showing that she can hang with the likes of a Sasha or a Bayley,
So, do you see, even though she's lost now, she's technically, she should be out of the title picture now.
Hopefully it's time to move on to somebody new.
Which it would have to be more likely, it would have to be Belair. But do you think that do you see a title picture somewhere in the future of this year? Let's say this year, for example. Do you see her winning a title this year?
Yes.
Really? You see Carmella winning the title this year?
Oh, Carmella, I thought you were talking about
No,
Belair,
I'm
but
sorry.
you
Yeah,
said
I should
last
have
night, you said.
specified. Do you see Carmella anytime this year winning the belt?
Potentially? I wouldn't say definitely, but I can say potentially.
Potentially. Okay. Because I have a whole other scenario just go through my head. It just, scenario just pop up in my head now. Going into SmackDown, let's say Carmella challenges Belair for her title, I mean, for her spot. Carmella wins due to interference by Regional. And then they eventually turn the match into a triple threat match. That's where you can get your heel inside this match also. So it turns into a triple threat match. It won't be a traditional one-on-one match. Just for the sake that we have a face versus another face going at it.
Yeah, but the problem is that we're still so far away from WrestleMania. We got to get through Fastlane and through the entire month of March.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But I'm just potentially just, throwing it out there.
I can see them doing that, but you have to have something to bridge the gap between now and Mania.
See, don't you miss it when WrestleMania was in March?
Yeah, I do.
Dude, it was literally January was the Rumble. Then February, the
February.
whole month of February, they were building for WrestleMania. Then March, WrestleMania would come up, and then that'll be that.
Well, they had a February pay-per-view. It was usually No Way Out, and then No Way Out changed to the Elimination Chamber.
Right. But then now they moved. So now they have, in February, it's going to probably be fast, like you said, Fastlane. And then March, there will be nothing, or maybe the Chamber. And then we'll go into WrestleMania.
Right.
And that's too many pay-per-views in between. Anything could happen.
So yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah, and then if they don't do a pay-per-view in March, they'll probably do what, a super show on like a Raw and a SmackDown that feels like a pay-per-view. And then you could probably do it in, they usually like to do title changes for that now.
So we probably see a Saudi
So
Arabia
yeah.
game coming up in between February and March.
Oh, I don't think they're able to go back over there just yet.
That's right. I did see something, and it might have been fake, but I'm not going to bring it up. So, moving on after that, now we have the last man standing match, Reigns versus Kevin Owens. Another solid build up. To get to that point, the promo was awesome. The match itself, for me, left things to be desired. And
I thought the match was solid. I thought the match was solid, except for the finish.
what part of the finish did you not care for?
The part where it took, a minute and a half for Paul Heyman to figure out how to unhook the handcuffs, and that the secondary ref that came out started counting and had to stop after the count of six because he realized if he kept counting, he would end up counting Roman out.
Yep. Now, what they could have possibly done is KO and Roman Reigns get double counted out.
Yeah, they could have done that, and that probably could have been a better finish, but
That could have, like, okay, what are you doing? This, what are you doing? This, okay, you have to handcuff him, restart the match, and finish it.
so it was just, I don't know. I felt like they had a pretty good match. It was a pretty solid match, hard hitting match. Owens was showing that he wasn't going to stay down. The story was told well. And then it got to that handcuff spot and it just killed the momentum.
Now, where was Jey Uso in this whole thing? Because Jey Uso never, sh like, Jey would have been a perfect reason why the match would have, like, continued on.
Don't know. I don't know where he was.
I'm like,
Was he even in the Rumble?
dang, I'm waiting for Jey to show up, bro. Like, come on, Jey Dominguez needs your help, man.
Was he even in the Rumble?
I don't even know. I have to go back and look, but that's the thing that was, even though even he was in the Rumble, he still could have showed up. You run interference, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you come in and you show up and you, like, hold it down. Like, say that handcuff situation would have been perfect timing for Jey Uso to come out there and like attack Kevin Owens to give
right
all him the time to unhook the handcuffs.
Yeah, I you know, you bring up a good point because now it's weird that Jey wasn't even involved.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if they would have said, "Oh, well, he's barred from ringside and he can't be there," great, all right, got it.
And that wouldn't even make sense for a last man standing match because, you know.
Anything goes.
Right.
But, I mean, but you can always add stipulation to a match. But, okay, yeah, it's still last man standing, but he can't come out here. You know, you can still add stipulations. If that was the case, then I was like, all right, cool, bet. You know what I'm saying? You want to make it one-on-one, the best man wins? I got you on that. But for Jay not to be involved at all, and he's been involved in every match they've been in, and this is the match you don't show up for.
Right. Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. No, but let me get to the match itself. Here, I don't really like last man standing matches, and it's because the moves that they do to each other, you should be out for the 10, count of 10, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Like, they're climbing on top of the Thunderdome pit TVs or whatever, like, what do you want to call them, screens. They're climbing over it. It felt like I was playing Here Comes the Pain because out of nowhere, the steel chairs is lying around. Okay, what the hell is steel chair? What do you need steel chairs on top of this thing? Who plans on sitting up here? You see what I'm saying? It's stuff like I understand, like, wrestling is fantasy into a sense, but like that stuff kind of keeps my mind. That this is why wrestling gets so much hate, because you're doing stuff that doesn't make sense. Who the hell is gonna have chairs sitting up here? Okay,
you know
that
I can't even answer that. I can't even answer that.
Number two, this man Kevin Owens falls from a higher distance than the first time he fell.
And got right back
up.
Yeah,
and my man walked, and he got up like after in the count of six. I'm like, bro, you just fell. It's almost two stories, give or take, into whatever you landed into, whether it be tables, boxes, whatever you landed on, it had to hurt like hell. And you get up, and you roll first, and then you get up. Now, I don't know too many people I've had an uncle fall through scaffolding, okay? Not in the best shape, but I guarantee you would never get it, but just rolled out of that. I don't care how much adrenaline is in your body. That's number two. That's number two. It was just some physicality that was done to each other. Like, my God, nobody in the real world would have gotten up. But once again, like, this real world and fantasy, and I'm comparing these two together, but there needs to be some type of realistic feel to it, like where you get thrown off something and you don't just get up at the count of six. You know?
I mean, you're not wrong, but to a point, you're right. Like, it is the combination of realism and fantasy, but where does the line draw for one thing and not for the other?
I feel like, it just to me, I feel like in last man standing matches, there should not be too many hot spots like that. It should maybe like be one or two. It should maybe like be one or two hot spots that give you that anticlimactic moment that is going to be over. It felt like it was 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot.
You know what I'm saying? The swan tom off the forklift. You know, he gets up.
Kevin Owens getting hit by the golf cart.
Dog, the way he got hit by that golf cart, he should have been out, son. I seen Sammy Guerrero get hit by a golf cart. He got up like it was like almost nothing, bro. Granted, at half the speed of nothing.
I mean, You get hit by a golf cart, you can't say that didn't
Yeah,
hurt.
you can't. You can't, bro. I like just watching America's Funniest Home Videos and seeing somebody get hit with a golf cart. You know he's sitting there laying there. It's been past the 10 count. He's done. But my man's walks it off at the count of 6 to 7. All right. Roman Reigns takes a swan time. He gets up at the count of 7 to 8. Okay. There's certain matches in WWE that I hate watching, bro. All right. But
This is
this is
one
one
of
of them. Now, I loved the TLC match they had, but once again, there was some spot there that I was like, bro, come on, son. I mean, I don't know. That's just for me, dude. Now, I did love the spot where Roman Reigns was getting counted out and he grabbed the first ref and yoked him into the scaffolding. That was cool. The low blow was cool. But like I said, the finish was kind of bad because Paul's like, yo, I don't even know how to get these handcuffs up. You should have just got them handcuffs. You should have got the
it
handcuff from Bear
way
Billup
too long.
that has a little lock on the back. It's quick and it's open and unlocked.
A little too much about
Oh
those
yeah, I got it
handcuffs.
there, but that's nonetheless. Anyways, I'm just saying though, they should have just gave them a pair, and that would have just scratched that whole situation that you had going down. But to me, like I said, I don't. It's just one of those matches I just hate watching. I can't think of any last man standing match that I thought was like, yo. This match was legit.
All right, man. I see. I see. You really felt like this match, offended you in
No, it
some
didn't
way.
offend me. It offend my well, outside it offend my intelligence, but I don't know. I'm gonna have to go back and check my list of matches, but I don't think I have a last man standing match. But outside of that. Then we go into the Raw's Rumble. And we saw all that.
The
Say
Raw's
it again.
Rumble.
Oh, the Men's Rumble. I'm sorry, I said Raw. I meant
You
Men.
said.
We go into the Men's Rumble, and you have Edge come out and win. Now,
Well, say it like that, you kind of take away the fact that he came out at number one and won.
But guess who else came up at number one and won? Rey Mysterio. But guess what? Rey wasn't a part-timer either.
Rey Mysterio was number two when
Was
he
he number
won.
two? I thought he was number one.
Nope, he was number two. Randy Orton was number one in that one.
Okay. I feel like an idiot. But the point is, he's a part-timer winning the Rumble.
Well, he's only a part-timer because he was injured.
Okay, would he have been? Would he have been? Do you think he's gonna be, he would? If he would ever get injured, do you think he would have been as active as he is, as he wanted to be?
I think he would have been more active than we saw, yes.
I don't know, man. I'm not really feeling Edge winning the Rumble, bro. I'm not. I'm really not feeling it. The fact that there was no Fiend sighting at all to kind of like keep Orton, guessing was another thing that bothered me. Maybe not the Fiend show up itself, but the TV lights going off, the music playing, something that would have distracted Orton, which made him lose in the Rumble sooner. Like, you got tossed over by Edge, not once, but twice, my guy. So, I don't that that bothers me that a little bit. That bothers me a little bit. I saw something that was saying, like, you know, Edge winning the Rumble is just the fact that showing WWE has a lack of superstars they can build. And I guess that, you know, that made me think about it. Okay, like, well, there could have been so many other people they could have gave that shot to. Prime example, you could have gave it to Sheamus. The perfect build for Sheamus to go against Drew McIntyre.
Well, let's say Edge decides to go against Roman Reigns.
Really, bro? Really? Really?
No.
You could have gave it to Daniel Bryan. Everybody was hyped for Daniel Bryan to win because.
Okay. I'm going to stop you right there. Because Daniel Bryan wrestles as much as Edge probably would have wrestled.
No, but Daniel Bryan
is not on every week. Daniel Bryan doesn't even wrestle every pay-per-view. So you can't be upset that a part-timer like Edge won and then go
Daniel Bryan is more of a full-time than Edge. Daniel Bryan has worked more. Now, granted, I'm going to give you Edge was injured.
Edge was injured.
But before Edge was injured, Daniel Bryan was still working more than Edge.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan will show up for one pay-per-view, go missing for like 2 months, and then show up again, do a small little storyline, go missing again for another month and a half.
So you're okay with Edge winning the Rumble?
I'm okay with Edge winning the Rumble. Okay. Yes.
So you want to see Edge go against who?
That's the question.
No, but I'm not asking what they're gonna do. I'm asking who you want to see him go against.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
So you okay?
I know it probably won't be.
You were glad that Edge is happy that Edge is won, but you don't know who he wants to go against.
Yeah.
I
can still be happy that he won and not know who I want to see him go against. Those two things could be completely separate.
But you okay with him winning, but you have nobody that you can pick. Like, you have nobody, you don't see him going against Drew McIntyre, but you see him going against Roman Reigns.
I can see him going against Roman Reigns, yeah. Roman Reigns is the one who eliminated from the Royal Rumble last year.
Nah, bro. Nah, I can't see that. I can see Edge going
again. And again, and again, you keep forgetting. We have 2 months.
You think it's gonna be a title change within these next 2 months?
Yes. It could be. It's happened before.
What I'm saying is Edge is still the number one contender, so you think that is so what if he comes out there and he picks who he wants to go on against tonight? I mean,
Edge is okay. You think okay? So first of all, Edge is not the number one contender. Edge gets a title shot at WrestleMania. That doesn't make him the number one contender. That just makes him the guy who gets the title shot at WrestleMania. Now, there could still be another number one contender at Fastlane, and that person could win a title. And then that person is now the person who has to face Edge.
No, at Edge, WrestleMania. Okay, but Edge has to pick what title he wants to go against.
Right, and nobody says, and they've done this storyline before that they never chose it right away. He could hold off and before he decides who to pick.
Okay. Let me say this. I don't know if people think I dislike Edge. I love Edge. I just don't love him winning the Rumble. That's where I stand at that. Now, maybe I would have preferred they were going to do a storyline between maybe AJ Styles and Edge at WrestleMania. What for? I don't know. Just two veterans going in. I would have been personally fine with that. But to put Edge in the title picture, bro, no. You took the spot that somebody else could have won, which would actually been a perfect storyline. Like I said, Sheamus earlier. You could have did Daniel Bryan. You could have did Big E. There's so many people you could have pulled out of a hat, dog. That was potential that's going to be there for a while, my guy. And giving them a title shot. No, but
Yeah, you could have, but
we're
that's
going to
not
give it. We're
what
going to give
happened.
it an A.
So you can't dwell on what you could have and talk about what happened.
I'll tell you what happened. I got sued. I got screwed. That's I'm telling you what, I got screwed.
How'd
Cause
you
we
get
got
screwed?
somebody. I got somebody. I had to watch somebody win the Rumble that I didn't want to see win.
Okay. There's been plenty of times that people have wanted to watch Royal Rumble that somebody won that we didn't want to see.
Yes, and this is my and this at this at this.
So why is this one any different?
I wanted WWE to be doing something right. We're going into 2021. Do something right, man.
Okay, well, you keep having that hope out there.
Yo, man, you not helping me at all, dog. You not
You just keep
you not
on
helping at
hoping.
all right now, man.
You just keep on hoping. They have proven so many times in the past that they are willing to do the right
I
thing.
mean, they have a couple of times, it's just not on a consistent basis.
Well, a broken clock is right twice a day, so.
All right, man. So, it was nice to see Christian. It was nice to see Kane. Who else it was nice to see, man, in this men's rumble? Carlito. Carlito was a few. Carlito was a huge surprise,
Carlito.
bro.
I would not have expected Carlito.
Who else? Like I said, Kane was in there. Hurricane Helms.
Hurricane was in there and tried to redo the chokeslam spot.
Christian was there. Seth Rollins came back. That was a shocker to me. Almost was in there. Man, I don't know. Carlito was the huge surprise. Now, I don't know if he's coming back full time or not, but it was nice to see Carlito. And the fact they let Christian work, man, with everything that was going on with him, they let him work.
Yeah, I was surprised that he was cleared to get back in the ring.
It should have Booker again in there. That's what he should have had, Booker.
Booker was too busy
Yeah,
dancing
I
with
know,
Bad
but
Bunny.
he still should have got. He could have gotten the ring, dog. But of 1-5, five being great as a pay-per-view, what's your score?
I say this was a solid four.
Solid 4.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 2.5. I'm happy Belair won. I'm not happy the Edge won. Like I said earlier, the last man standing match left me things to be desired. I'm cool with the two Titans going at it, Goldberg and Drew McIntyre going at it. That was cool. But that was it. I mean, that's it. Just it wasn't. It was whatever, dude. And
I mean, I think, like I said, I think they were satisfying rumbles. There wasn't a lot of star power, but what to expect when it's the first rumble with no crowds. Got to see some decent faces from the past that we haven't seen in a while show back up. The emotional reunion of Edge and Christian in the rumble. I think it was a good rumble. I don't think it was the greatest rumble, but it was a good rumble.
Okay. Well, that's our show, everybody. We want to thank you guys again for listening. I hope you have not lost any love or any support for us. We do hope you enjoyed it. Hit us up on our Instagram. Hit us up on our Twitter. You can find us there. I am Matt the All-Star Jones. I want to thank the supervisor for coming on board and doing a show with us. We are the faction of satisfaction. We hope you get satisfied with tonight's episode. We'll be back with another episode coming soon.